Well, sir, it's about 7:30 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Goof spending a quiet evening at home. Vic lounges in his easy chair with a newspaper, and Sade at the library table apparently makes arithmetical calculations on a sheet of tablet paper. At length, she puts aside her pencil, scrutinizes her husband, and observes thoughtfully.
Hey, people owe me lots of money.
That's so, Dr. Sleep?
Just about everybody I know owes me money.
I had the notion you were dashing off an epistle to Sister Bet.
I finished it a long time ago. Still had my pencil in my hand when I got through, don't you know, and started drawing little pictures and things, and remembered Croucher's Butcher owes me 7 cents and made a note of it so I wouldn't forget, and then thought of other parties that owe me money, and now I got a whole page of tablet paper covered with figures. I never realized before I was so generous. I don't go around lending money to people. I squeeze my pennies till the eagle howls.
Who all's in your debt?
Oh, a whole smear of them. Golly, if I can just collect, I'll be able to retire on my income.
Are they all 7 cent amounts like Croucher's Butcher?
One here is for $9.
Yeah?
You know about that, Ruthie.
Oh, uh-huh.
Poor girl, it worries her to death. See, she borrowed it unbeknownst to Ted, and so she don't want to pay me back all in one monstrous big chunk. And I don't like to ever give me 15 cents at a time. Work it that way, and I'd spend the 15 cents as they come along, and in the end, not having anything to show for my $9.
Oh,
we're kind of in the soup on the trash. She wants to pay me in 15 cents, and I want my $9 all of the platter.
Why don't she put her 15 cents away in a fruit jar until they add up to $9?
She tried that, but she was continually trotting to the fruit jar for nickels and dimes when she needed change. Darn old fruit jar never caught up with itself. You know what she even done?
No.
Wrote IOUs.
How do you mean?
Well, every time she went to the fruit jar for money, she'd leave a little slip of paper. I owe you 5 cents. I owe you 8 cents, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, one day she went to get some odd pennies to give the milkman or somebody, and there wasn't a single thing in that fruit jar but little slips of paper. So, we're up a stump on the whole proposition. Of course, she'd pay me quick as a flash if I asked her to. But if I wanted the entire $9, she'd have to get it from Ted, and then he'd know she'd borrowed it, and the corners of his mouth had come down by his chin, and he'd be grumpy for a week.
How'd Ruthie happen to borrow that much money from you all at a crack?
She saw fancy pillow slips in at Yamilton's and just went crazy. Simply had to have them. She'll pay me back by and by. Now, here's Miss Call. Owes me 12 cents. Appreciate why that is? Well, every week the brickmash man delivers brickmash and she pays him cash. 13 cents she pays him. But she never has any pennies in the house, and he never has any change. So she comes over and gets the odd money from me. That's happened 4 times. Happened this morning. She says, here I am again, Miss Cook. The brickmash man's over on my back porch, and I haven't got anything but nickels and dimes.
Well, why don't she give him 15 cents on such occasion? Matters could be adjusted on the brickmash man's next trip.
Oh, Miss Call's the kind that has to have everything cut and dried. She don't want to owe the brickmash man anything, and she don't want him to owe her anything. Like she said, I expect it's funny of me, Miss Cook, but I've been that way all my life and can't help it. Just frazzles my hide to be in people's debt.
Well, she's in your debt. Owes you 12 cents.
Well, say, that is true, ain't it?
Oh, sure.
She says I've always been that way, frazzles my hide to be in people's debt.
And yet she's borrowed 3 cents every week from you for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, well, she'll pay me. Now, here's Miss Donahue who owes me 5 cents.
Not to keep harping on the brickmush man all night, but how comes his merchandise is 13 cents? I thought it was a dime.
13 cents with the tax.
That's a pretty healthy tax, ain't it?
Well, I don't know.
30 cents on the dollar.
Well, he raised his brickmush to 13 cents way last June.
What tax is it?
His own tax. He just tacked it on himself.
Oh.
He's a pretty shrewd businessman, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, now, here's Miss Donahue who owes me 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
The way that was, we had Dutch treat in at the Greeks one afternoon last week. She had a dime to spend and ordered chocolate ice cream and then decided she wanted ground up pecans sprinkled on top. And that was a nickel extra, and she never had the nickel. I paid it.
It certainly was a big financial deal.
Well, Lance, nickels count up. And she'll pay me, too. I'm not forgetting that 5 cents, Miss Gook. She hollered across when we were out shaking our mops this morning. Now, here's Miss Husher owes me 2 pennies.
Oh, gosh.
She borrowed a postage stamp.
Hey,
if I don't watch out, I'll get the name for being an easy mark. People will find out how Miss Gook there on Virginia Avenue lends her money to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and there'll be crowds of borrowers come around to see me.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of halfway funny, too. Because I'm not the kind that throws their spondulics to the four winds. I squeeze my pennies to the Eagle House.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now here's Miss Otto. Owes me $0.50.
How'd you ever happen to let loose of that terrific amount?
Couldn't help it. She was here calling one afternoon and had little Clarence with her. And the delivery boy from Yamilton's come with some things. I got my pocketbook to pay him, and he give me the change. And this 50 cents got dropped on the floor, and Clarence pounced on it and wouldn't leave go. Miss Otto tried to take it away from him when it was time to go home, but he put up such a shriek, she decided she'd just handle his case later and pay me my 50 cents next time she saw me. I'll see her at Thimble meeting this week and collect. Here's Kleberger's store. Owes me 4 cents.
What weird transaction occasion
this
such a thing.
This is kind of funny. I was in there and paid him there $2 and also bought...
You paid that $2?
Certainly did. Mailman bringing old nasty Duns here by the bushel.
I like Owen Kleberger's $2. I feel more comfortable and happy
when
I owe
Kleberger. Paid now. Listen to what I'm telling you.
Okay.
I paid him there $2 and also bought Russell a couple neckties for school. When I got home, I found a mistake in my bill. They'd overcharged me 4 cents. So I telephoned right away, and Mr. Kleberger said it'd be adjusted on the books at once. I'm to have a due bill for 4 cents. Well, appreciate the joke? I'm supposed to take my 4 cents out in trade.
Oh.
They got nothing in Kleberger's priced at 4 cents. Can't buy a necktie or a suit of clothes or a hat for 4 cents. What I'll do, of course, is make them apply the money to my next purchase. Here's Miss Heddles owes me a penny.
A penny?
Yeah.
Miss Heddles better pay it back quicker. I'll go down and puncture holes in Charlie's tires.
I won the penny on a bet.
You and Miss Heddles have been taking a gambling now, huh?
Yeah. We were walking down West Market Street to a thimble meeting at a lady's house we hadn't been to before. And Miss Heddle said it was on the left-hand side of the street, and I said the right-hand side of the street. We were both positive and finally bet a penny on it. I won. I knew I'd win because the address was an odd number, and odd numbers are always on the right-hand side. She'll pay the penny.
She better.
Here's the Greek owes me a penny.
I hope you and the Greek haven't been making wages. And
I got weighed, and his weighing machine was on the blink. I stood on the do-funny and dropped my copper in the slot. And the pointer only went up to 11 pounds. I called to the Greek to come over and look, and he did, and then started for the cash register to get me my penny, but some customer was at the counter wanting cherry phosphates or something, and he forgot, and Ruthie was with me, and I didn't feel like waiting. I'll make him fork over next time I'll go in there. Well, don't people owe me lots of money, though?
Yeah.
As soon as I collect, I'll retire on my fortune.
Uh-huh.
I'll read out the items and you add them up in your head and we'll see what it amounts to.
Okay.
I'm not going to count in this $9 of Ruthie's. That's separate. All right, here we go. Croucher's Butcher owes me 7 cents.
7 cents.
Miss Call owes me 12 cents.
12 and 7 is 19.
Miss Donahue owes me 5 cents.
5 and 19 is 24 cents.
Miss Husher, 2 cents.
26.
Miss Otto owes me $0.50.
26 and 50 is 76.
Kleberger's store, 4 cents.
80.
Miss Heddles, 1 penny.
81 cents.
The Greek, 1 penny.
82 cents.
Well, think of that, 82 cents. Only a hop, skip, and a jump from a dollar.
Huh?
Well, that's kind of funny, everybody and their brother owing me money. I don't lend out my lovely cash to people. I'm not the kind that throws their spondulics out the window. I watch my pennies. I squeeze my pennies till the Eagle House.